Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Friday, September 17th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, but let's get right to the injury report. The injury report. Wow, this is the bad news that will not stop coming. Did not practice today. This is a new name we thought was going to be healthy. It's Julian Blackman. He's questionable. He did not practice today. How about DeForest Buckner? He's got a groin. He's not listed as questionable or likely or out or any of that stuff. That's a good thing, I guess. Braden Smith, he's out. Xavier Rhodes, he's out. Who is limited today? Paris Campbell, that's another new name. Paris Campbell can't stay healthy to save his life. He's questionable for Sunday. Darius Leonard, he was limited today. He's going to play on Sunday. You've got Quentin Nelson, Q is Q, questionable. Quiddy Pay, questionable. Michael Pittman, questionable. Kamoko Ture will play on Sunday. Full go today, Jack Doyle, Eric Fisher, Kari Willis, although Fisher and Willis are both listed as questionable. Strawn and Muhammad, they were full go today. My God. And for the Los Angeles Rams, they had one guy sit today. That was DeSean Jackson. He sat because, you know what, he's got to sit. He's got to rest. He's got to save his bullets for Sunday. The Colts, I don't know whether they're going to have any bullets for Sunday, but let's talk about what we're all here for. We like investments on Friday. Paris Campbell could get hurt brushing teeth. You ain't kidding. This is ridiculous. The Rams are coming to town. The Rams have the best defense in the NFL. There are very, very few metrics last season where the Rams' defense wasn't the best in the NFL. Against the run, they were really pretty good in every other way. They were great. And the Colts have got to figure out a way to move the ball against them in a way they couldn't against the Seahawks. What the crap's going on with that team? That's exactly right, Brandon. What the crap is going on with the Indianapolis Colts? Why can't they seem to get healthy or stay healthy in the measure that everybody else can in the NFL? How are you doing? Anyway, let's get to, you know, how we like to get with things. We've got the super spiteful six-pack of picks. And today, not only do we have the Orb of Wisdom, who we have checked with many times over the years. There's the Orb right there, the Orb, the wise, the all-knowing Orb. We've also got Ivan the Idol. There he is. They're going to have a conversation today about the picks. As they see them, they get their quarterback, so now everything else goes wrong. Yeah. And we'll see about that. You know what I mean? The Colts just more honest about injuries? No. I don't think so. I don't think you've got guys who are going to sit on Sunday. And here's the way it's supposed to work. If you got a guy who's questionable, he's supposed to sit like 50% of the time. So if you got six questionable guys, you got three guys who are sitting, and the Colts do. Actually, the Colts have 7 questionable guys. So that means likely 3 or 4. But anyway, let's talk about the super spiteful six-pack. Of course, Ivan, the idol, makes picks based upon spite. And the orb, as we know, is all-knowing, all-seeing, quite omnipresent as he decides what he's going to wager on over the weekend. But let's start with Ivan the Idol. We got the Bengals at the Bears. The Bengals are a 2.5-point dog in this game. The money line is +120. Ivan the Idol, what say you about the Bengals and the Bears?
Well, the Bengals, you got Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow used to, he knows Andy Dalton used to play for the Bengals. He knows he's going up against a guy he replaced. And so he's going to have some spite rolling through him. And I think that the Bengals win this. Last week, we took the Bengals on the money line. They paid off. I think it's going to happen again. I got the Bengals.
All right, there we go. Let's see what the orb has to say. The orb of wisdom, who is all-knowing and omnipresent. Orb of wisdom, Ivan the Idol is saying that somehow the Bengals are going to cover not the 2.5, but cover the money line at +120. What say you?
Oh, I think that the Chicago Bears and always angry Andy Dalton going to find a way to get it done this Sunday in Chicago. It's their opener at home, and I think for all the fans in Chicago, the Bears are going to find a way not just to win, but to cover that 2.5. I've got the Bears.
Well, there you go. He's got the Bears. Ivan, the orb disagrees.
The orb doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Why do you even talk to the orb? The orb, I'll tell you what fuels NFL reality. It's spite. Spite and anger and unpleasantness that fuels the NFL. And if you're not going to harness those forces, I've got no time for you.
So there you go. That's pick number one. I hope they're a little less long-winded as we move through the picks. We got the Titans at the Seahawks, -6.5. Let's go to the orb first. Orb, what say you? The Seahawks in their home opener coming off that win against the Colts last Sunday.
Oh, I just love Seattle. Seattle and Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is the feel-good story each and every NFL season. He was great against the Colts. He'll be great again against the Titans. Winning in Seattle's tough. Those fans, the 12th man in Seattle, they're unbelievable. They make a lot of noise, and the Tennessee Titans are not going to be ready for it.
All right, we'll talk to the Idol about the Titans and the Seahawks. What say you, Idol?
You know what? Tennessee Titans, they're going to lose because I want them to lose. The Colts have got to have the Titans lose. We want the Titans 0-2. We want the Colts 0-2. If the Colts are going to be 0-2, the Titans have got to be 0-2. We don't want the Colts to be 0-2. You know what I'm saying. I think that Tennessee's going to have a very difficult time adapting to the environment in Seattle, and I can't believe that I am agreeing with the orb. But I've got Seattle in this one, and I think they cover the 6.5.
Oh, the orb and the idol agreeing. That's a first. And we don't do this often. We don't have the online debates between the orb and the idol all together too often, but we do it today. Indiana taking on Cincinnati. Indiana, a 3.5-point dog in this game. Ivan, what do you think about the Hoosiers at Memorial Stadium in their home opener? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you this. I think Tom Allen's going to have the boys fired up. I like Tom Allen, and I like IU as a 3.5-point dog. What's Cincinnati beaten? Miami of Ohio? The Racers of Murray State? Please. Indiana, yeah, they got their butts kicked by Iowa. But Iowa exposed a lot of their frailties. And Indiana's gone to work over the last 2 weeks and been able to correct some of their deficits. I think that they take on Cincinnati tomorrow, and they want the hell out of the Bearcats. That's what I think.
All right, let's talk to the Orb. Indiana, a 3.5-point dog. What do you think about the Hoosiers at Memorial Stadium?
Well, as you know, I love the Hoosiers under most circumstances, but those Bearcats are going to come into Memorial Stadium ready to play. They've got a terrific quarterback. They have a great coach who, by the way, is not going to USC. Bearcat fans don't need to worry about that. The Hoosiers, if they can find the stadium as efficiently as the Indiana Athletic Administration is trying to make it for fans to find the stadium and get a parking spot and get to their seat at Memorial Stadium, I've got the Hoosiers covering the 3.5.
Well, there you go. They agree. Now me, I'm taking the Bearcats. I think Cincinnati wins this game. I don't think that Indiana is altogether that good. Michael Penix has got to find himself, and he hasn't as yet. How about Carolina and the Saints? Carolina is, they're playing at home against the Saints. The Saints went haywire and beat the living hell out of the Green Bay Packers. Orb, what do you think about Carolina and the Saints?
Well, I'll tell you, I've got the over-under. I'm taking the over 44.5. You've got Winston, you've got McCaffrey, two good offenses. I don't think that the Saints' defense is nearly as good as they look to be against the Packers. I think that was more about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' offense just not being in sync. So I take the over 44.5.
There you go. Idle, what do you think about that game? What do you think? The over-under, you got any favorite? The Panthers at Carolina against the Saints?
No, I'm not taking either the over or the under. I bet on teams. I don't bet on over-unders. And I have no interest in this game whatsoever. The Saints, they're all right. They had a good week. Carolina, all right. Christian McCaffrey, I'm tired of all the ink this guy gets. I don't think Christian McCaffrey is that good a ball player. So let's be honest about this game. It really doesn't matter to me at all, and it shouldn't matter to you.
Well, there you go. Let's talk about the Rams and the Colts. The Rams, only a 3.5-point favorite despite the injury report. What do you think, Ivan? Rams and Colts?
I got the Rams. I think they're going to kill the Colts. I don't think this game's going to be close. They've got weapons offensively that the Colts could only dream of. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you've got Aaron Donald. You've got Jalen Ramsey. These are two of the best defensive players in the NFL. Look at the Colts. The Colts can't stay healthy, and if you can't stay healthy, you can't win in the NFL. I've got the Rams, and I've got them big. That 3.5-point spread's a joke. Invest your money heavily. Pay off your home. Go to the sports book and lay it out. Double-digit win for the Rams. Go ahead. Make your money. Print your money. That's what you're doing if you bet the Rams on Sunday.
Ooh. Strong words, and that's not nice. Like to think that the Colts are going to get their brakes beat off. What do you think, Orb?
Well, I hate to agree with Ivan, but I just don't see any way that the Colts can really compete with the Rams. The Rams at full strength, and that offensive line for the Colts, if Fisher doesn't play, Smith's not going to play. Nelson is questionable. Julian Davenport, I just have no faith in whatsoever, and I hate to say that because he's such a nice young man. Carson Wentz, I think it's going to get blitzed. I think that the Rams are going to unleash the hounds, and the Colts are not going to be in a position to compete favorably against the Rams. I don't think that you can beat the Rams with a running game because that offense is too dynamic. So I agree. I'm taking the Rams, but I hate the way that Ivan put his argument. I don't like the way he framed it. It was mean-spirited.
What are you going to do? Mean-spirited Ivan, carved out of a hunk of wood. What do you think you're going to be? He was born, Orb, because a guy with a chainsaw put it to a piece of wood and started painting on it. And if you're born in the middle of a hail of chainsaw sawdust and activity, you're not going to be in a very good mood either. Let's talk about Baltimore at Baltimore against the Chiefs. The plus minus is 54.5. Ivan, I think I know what you're going to say.
You come to me with the over-under again. I got no interest in the over-under. I bet on teams, I tell you. And I think that the Chiefs absolutely dust the Ravens. I don't care if this game is in Baltimore. This is going to be a game where the Chiefs score and score and score and score. And what's Baltimore going to do without any running backs? This is ridiculous. I'm done. Shut me down. I will not pick another game.
Well, that's good because that's the sixth. So there you go. Orb, what do you think? The over-under is 54. Chiefs in Baltimore.
I'm taking the over. I don't think either defense is going to be able to constrain the opposing offense. Lamar Jackson, very dynamic. Patrick Mahomes, very dynamic. Tyreek Hill, very dynamic. Dynamic offenses and defenses that really are not too altogether well put together. And they really don't need to be, because they're gonna outscore most of the defenses that they play and most of the teams they play. I think this is going to be a fun game on Sunday night. I've got the over. I think a lot of points are going to be scored. The Orb has spoken.
There you go. The Orb has spoken. Ivan's spoken. We've got their picks. We've got Indiana tomorrow against Cincinnati. I would love for Indiana to win that game. I don't think it's going to happen at Memorial Stadium. I think Indiana has receded to the mean somehow, and I don't like it. They look disorganized against Iowa, and I think a disorganized team doesn't suddenly become organized. An injured team doesn't suddenly become healthy, so I don't feel real good about the Colts on Sunday or moving forward. I don't know how you become healthier as the season goes on. We hope that the Colts are able to do that, but I have grave doubts that they're going to be able to do that. We will talk to you Monday morning. Might talk to you over the weekend. If the game against between the Hoosiers and the Bearcats kind of sparks a thought, I'll be on after that about 3:30 or 4 o'clock tomorrow. And then Sunday, 1 o'clock, Colts, Rams, the great artist Twyman visiting the media relations czar for the Rams. Always a good dude. Looking forward to seeing artists. And hopefully the Colts win. But you know what? You live in hope, you die in desperation, and that's just the way it works.